HNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another program of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, I have too much to discuss today, and I'm not sure I'm even going to cover it all, but we'll give it a try. So anyhow, let's see, where do we begin? Brazil and the expansion of BRICS. Or do we go to China and discuss the Belt Road Initiative? Because China is now moving west. Which way do we go? Follow the yellow brick road. Okay, tell you what. Let's begin with China. This is out of Zero Hedge. And at the end of the year, 2022... Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping spent the end of the year in discussions. And out of Zero Hedge, this was the yesterday's article by Tyler Durden. The Beijing Belt and Road Initiative enters its 10th year, a strong Sino-Russian geostratic partnership has revitalized the Belt Road Initiative across the global south. This is a warning that China knows she's going to move west. And right now, China, Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, the true president of America, the European nations, the Islamic nations, and the nations of the Middle East, Israel, right now they know that you have the situation in Ukraine with Russia, the West trying to provoke Russia to a conflict. Then you have BRICS down in Brazil, with China, with India, with South Africa, with Russia. You have the World Health World Economic Forum pushing for, as quickly as possible, a new financial system in America, in the West. And everyone knows. We don't, because they don't tell us what they're up to. They don't tell us their strategies, their insight. But everyone knows that the Middle East is ground zero. Ukraine right now may be ground zero. And any nation that wants to take over the world must control Central Asia. But everyone knows Russia, Middle East, the nations of the Middle East, China, America, England, European nations, African nations know that ground zero, according to the Bible, ground zero is the navel of the earth, which is Israel. That is the Now everyone is beginning to focus on Israel in the Middle East. And China, Xi Jinping, is going to make sure that he has a way to move quickly when it's time for China and the Asian sisters to move to the West. Xi Jinping is the individual that's putting together that transport network, the One Belt, the Belt and Road Initiative. Now, they have a, in the article on Zero Hedge, it shows that out of one, two, three, four different legs going west out of China to western China above India, then it splits, one leg goes north at the bottom part of Russia, another leg goes right through just north of Syria, just north of Iraq, and through, I believe, Greece, right up into Europe. China, Xi Jinping has it all scheduled. The northern route, eventually, when Russia is defeated, when Russia, like Vladimir Putin right now, he has not agreed to allow Xi Jinping to move or to continue to build that road through southern Russia. He hasn't agreed to that. He's wiser than that. But the strategy of Russia is to go through, up through Ukraine, up in that area, then on the way down to Western Europe, take a jump up over into the Finland, in the area of Finland. Then on the southern route, take a jump down to pretty much Iraq, east of India, straight northwest toward Europe. So Xi Jinping already has it mapped out. That's just the land route. It's not talking about the ocean. So, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show. KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hello, Kathy here from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. Here's another maintenance tip for your dishwasher. Always turn the hot water on at the sink before turning on your dishwasher. Every now and then, check under the dishwasher and sink for leaks. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and
Okay, and now to this article in Zero Hedge, yesterday's Zero Hedge. Now, a year ago, roughly, 11 months ago, going to be a year shortly, before the events that led to Russia's military operation in the Ukraine, Putin and Xi announced that their partnership had no limits, even though they hold different approaches on how Moscow should deal with Kiev lethally. There's no limitations. There won't be, because Xi Jinping must have the Belt and Road going north, not just south through the Middle East, but he has to have it go north through Central Asia, just below Russia, and then all the way through the Slavic nations to Europe. Xi Jinping is not going to do anything to interfere with Russia's invasion or Russia's forced conflict. It was forced. Now, connectivity in West Asia. The West Asia Belt Roads Initiative projects will advance especially fast in Iran, as part of the 25-year deal signed between Beijing and Tehran, and the definitive demise of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, or Iran nuclear deal. So, no hindrance going south. But Russia, China cannot move west toward Europe to the northern route until Russia is destroyed, and Ezekiel Chapter 38 and 39 do talk about Russia's demise in the near future. So Xi Jinping is going to have to hold out. But in the meantime, Xi Jinping is the route down south into the Middle East, is the route that China will take at Armageddon probably 9, almost 10 years from now. So Iran is the interconnector, opening up the Indian Ocean and beyond, interconnecting not only with Russia and India, but also China. The Southeast Asia, and even potentially Europe, assuming the EU leadership will one day see the way the wind is blowing. So another part of the Belt and Road is China going south below India via the ocean, through the Persian Gulf. So, I don't want to stay too long on this, but in the Arab world, Xi has already rearranged the chessboard. His December trip to Saudi Arabia was a blueprint on how to rapidly establish a postmodern quid pro quo between two ancient proud civilizations to facilitate a new Silk Road revival. So, at the same time, I had talked three months ago, about the petro-ruble. Now, there's also talk, I remember Joe this morning talking about the petro-yuan. And so it appears as if everybody is planning to break away from the petrodollar system, period. They're going to break away from it. Now, I really want to cover this a little. I don't want to jump too soon. There's too much to cover here. I know we hear coverage on the COVID, the virus, the injections, the economies, interest rate, the war, that is present. That is basically news presently. I call it near news. But then looking at distant news, this is what governments do. They look out a year, 5 years, 10 years, China, they plan once every 5 years minimum to get together and to figure out a national strategy. Every 5 years, the Pentagon, I'm sure they're doing this minimum once a year. Why? Because America has been in a has the momentum for the New World Order, and they have to continue. They don't want to delay. They don't want that momentum to be interfered with. Donald Trump interfered with it. Vladimir Putin has definitely interfered with it. I'm going to talk about Putin just again in a little bit. Most of the world that is unknowing, they hate Vladimir. They hate Vladimir Putin. They dislike him. They hate Russia. They hate communist nations, which Russia is no longer a communist nation. And if they should, and because they hate communist nations, what they need to do is they need to look right here on American soil. We have become socialist, communist, fascist. We are what we hate. We have become what we dislike, what we can't see. You know, you don't know you're dead. If you've gone off a cliff in a vehicle, you don't know you're dead. You're just thinking about the ride down. But you don't know that you are, well, you do, I guess. But we don't realize that we are already socialist, communist, fascist, all the other ists on top of these three that I just mentioned. Hate Vladimir Putin. This gentleman is not only fighting the New World Order in Ukraine, this individual is aware of the New World Order internationally that has been in existence since the end of the early 1902. This New World Order didn't begin last week, a decade, half a century ago. It began really to be put in motion, or it began to, you know, you had all the building materials, but they began to use what they had in the 1800s. They began to put it together at the end of 1890, 1900, 1902. Vladimir Putin realizes that. He's been at war with the New World Order since he became president of Russia. And the people of the world, except for the multipolar world nations, they are aware they have one opportunity to break away from the unipolar system of control that has controlled the nations for over 150 years. At one time, Britain only, but now the U.S. and Britain to a degree. Putin knows and has been for the last 22 years, 3 years now, he has been the instrumental person in this world that has understood the global New World Order plan. He's understood it, and he's the individual that has taken measures for Russia to stand against it, because he did not want his people to be part of the control system of empire. And at the same time, other nations like China, they began to realize that Vladimir Putin... See, we don't realize this in this country. We don't realize that the other nations are fully aware of the New World Order. They know what the New World Order is. They know the control mechanisms of the New World Order. They understand it because they are under the bondage of the New World Order through economics, through war, through... our CIA going in and ruining the nations. I'm trying to think of the one word. But not upheaval. We go in and we... A coup. We have perfected the way in which to bring coups in any nation. Right now, in Brazil, I'll just throw this in the pot. Brazil and China, this new president of Brazil, he helped put together the BRICS system. And I know that we all like Bolsonaro because he's doing great things for Brazil, but it may be that Bolsonaro may not be the individual that is going to really take Brazil and bring Brazil into a deeper connection with China, a deeper involvement, a deeper partnership. He may be the one that's going to do this with Russia. Russia and Brazil, they're like the catcher and the pitcher on a baseball team. These two work together throughout the whole game. And Russia and Brazil have been working together for a long time. Now, one thing the United States does not want, the New World Order does not want, they do not want Brazil to be successful with the BRICS trading network, because the other nations, Argentina, Argentina, all these other nations, Colombia, Peru, Chile, all these nations, as they begin to see the freedom that Brazil will have economically and in all ways, they will want the same thing. When you go to work, you pick up your first paycheck, let's say that it's sizable, and no one tells you how to spend it, you get caught. Immediately you begin to understand and experience capitalism. Well, Brazil and these BRICS nations and the other nations that are now beginning to partner with the BRICS, the initial BRICS nations, these nations are going to enjoy the benefits of being able to do what they want and be free from the control of the United States. In South America, it was a Rockefeller plan to control the nations in South America. It began in World War II. Nelson Rockefeller, this is the individual that went down there using Rockefeller economics to put these nations in bondage. It worked. And these nations are trying to break away now from the bondage of the Rockefeller plans, the engineered plans financially of the Rockefellers. And we, America, was able to basically direct the nations in South America the way that we desired. Same in Africa. Now, America, the New World Order specifically, which is being directed by empire, does not want Brazil to be successful in the partnership with BRICS. So in that mix, what we're not seeing, what we're not being told, is that there is a war that, now whether the protesters are being, is that part of another CIA coup? You have to look at it, because it could very well be another CIA coup. And maybe the coup is not against Bolsonaro so much as it is against Luis. I think that's his name. He's got like five names, names in his one, his name. Golly. You know, it's like, I don't know. I can't give an example. But anyhow, with this new president, unelected, put in by CIA, I don't know. I've got to look at it. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com, and the podcast.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The PE Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC swamp.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
So I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Now, assume that the coup in Brazil, I had been thinking that the coup was actually a CIA operation. But now I'm thinking, because this Luis is a, he was involved with Russia to start the BRICS, I'm just wondering if possibly, let's say, I don't want to throw any negativity on Russia. Oh, but it's too late. Let's assume that Russia was part of the coup and that's an interesting thought. I can't prove it. I'm just giving a thought. Let's say that Russia was part of it and that they helped put in Luis, and the Brazilian people don't realize that actually this is going to be a better move for them, because I do know one thing. The New World Order the globalists. They do not want the BRICS, the BRICS system to work in South America. They don't want it to work in Africa. They don't want it to work in Asia. It's already working with India. It's already working with China and with Russia, some of the other Slavic nations there in Central Asia, Eastern Europe. They're already part of it in the Saudi Arabia. Arab nations, they are working with the leaders of the BRICS, the BRICS states, I'll put it that way. They're working with the BRICS states because they realize they have an opportunity. Again, I have to emphasize this over and over. This is an opportunity that they have to take. You know, if you're on shore and you're trying to get across the river, you can think, well, is this the last ship or is this just a ship and there'll be more to follow? Well, there are no more ships that are going to follow the multipolar world systems. There are no more ships to follow. If the unipolar world, if this unipolar world system led by the United States, if it is successful, every nation in the world will be in bondage forever. And I think this is why George Bush Jr. in 2001 stated that we're in a new 100-year war. And Russia has to be eliminated. Then once Russia is gone, then you have, really, China will be the protector of the multipolar world, China and India. And the United States will be the nation that gives direction to the unipolar world. This is the way it's going to be at the time of Christ. You're only going to have these two worlds, a multi and a unipolar. I'm looking at, there might be a third, which would be a religious world led by Islam. I'm looking at that. I suspect that could also be the case. Because at Armageddon, you're going to have the armies of the West. You'll have the armies of Asia, China and her sisters. And then you're going to have the Islamic armies at Armageddon. I just wonder if Russia or other communist nations were working, and China could also have been part of the operation. You could have had China, Russia working together and quietly working behind the scenes to put in Luis and Bolsonaro, as much as he hates the New World Order. Maybe this strategy would be even a better strategy because it may make Brazil even more of a multipolar nation. That's just something I have to think about. I look at these things and I think, that's very interesting. Lula, not Luis. His name was Lula. I'm going to get his full name here in just a second, I hope. He has like 10 names in one name. Let's see if I can pull it up here. Brazil's Lula presidential victory. Likely to lead to potential BRICS expansion. Likely to lead to potential BRICS expansion. This is what America doesn't want. His name is, Luis Inácio Lula da Silva. See, I only have two names. Luis Inácio Lula da Silva's. So it can be expected to help develop ties with both China and Russia. He is informally known as the one responsible for ushering Brazil into the BRICS grouping in 2009. More left-wing socialist than his predecessor, Lula also helped develop stronger ties with both Beijing and Moscow. So I'm wondering if Beijing and Moscow may have worked together to put him in. I just kind of hypothetically, but now I'm thinking, whoa, this could possibly be true. China today is Brazil's top trade partner, with the two countries achieving $135 billion in U.S. dollars in bilateral trade last year. Trade with Russia is also increasing, becoming increasingly valuable. Russia is a major source of fertilizers for Brazil, also building nuclear power plants for the country. And it seeks new, as Moscow seeks new trade partners, this trend can be expected to grow. It's also a win for the global south, with Lula also keen on establishing the BRICS grouping, which also includes India, South Africa, counterbalances to the United States. His knowledge and relations with Mercosur, Latin America's trade bloc, nations may also extend to a BRICS expansion. Oh my gosh, here we go. I just found it. I assumed something, but now I'm thinking it might be true. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin. 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Are we really happy with this lonely game we play? Looking for the right words to say. Searching but not finding, understanding anyway. We're lost in this masquerade. to say we're just too far away from being close together from the start.
Well, you know, we are in a masquerade. You have the unipolar world and the multipolar world and a masquerade too far apart from ever being together, them and us, or you and I. Or the multipolar world is at work, and the unipolar world is beginning to worry because they are not going to be able to take over the whole world. Now, going back to this article, this is Silk Road Briefing. This is the article out of Silk Road Briefing. The website is Brazil's Lula presidential victory. Now, so anyhow, Lula is, let's see, the trade, they're trading with Russia, and that trade is increasing, becoming increasingly valuable. Russia, a major source of fertilizers, building out power plants. Now, Lula is keen on establishing the BRICS grouping, which includes India, South Africa, I've read this already, and the counterbalance to the United States. His knowledge and relations with Mercosur, Latin America's trade bloc, MERCOSUR, nations may also extend to the BRICS expansion. This is unbelievable. The group actively discussed this earlier this year in a meeting of BRICS foreign ministers, and Argentina was part of those discussions, while Nicaragua was also known to be interested. This is exactly what I was saying. I didn't know about this. That if BRICS gets a hold in Brazil, and I'm telling you, as they begin to financially prosper and break away from the grip of U.S. unipolar control network, it will free not only Brazil, but these other nations right at this time. I know they have an opportunity. They're going to have to act on it quickly, because there's another trading network apart from the United States. Now, Nicaragua, Argentina. Now, Nicaragua is also known to be interested. It's one of several countries that wish to move their trade dependency away from the United States. I didn't read that before, and I lucked out. Lula will provide a sympathetic ear. The current BRICS grouping have also stated that existing members of the G20, which includes Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Republic of Korea, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa, Turkey, the United Kingdom, and the United States, and the European Union, may be prioritized to become members of a BRICS grouping. In reality, that would include Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey. With the G20 due to meet in Indonesia in November 15 and 16, this has to be this coming year. Oh, this was put out in November of this year. Wow. I wish I'd have found this a long time ago. So they're planning to get together in November, which they already did. They're proposed members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. There will be plenty of opportunities for renewed discussions on the issue. Well, this is very interesting. But okay, I'm not too shy. I've got to tell Cactus about this. I don't even know if she knows about this. I'm going to have to visit with her on the way home. Wow, she's going to be excited. So Silva's victory can be expected to help develop ties with both China and Russia. And I'm kind of rehearsing some of this stuff. Now, there is a Pepe Escobar, and here's what he says in his article. Bricks is back with the bang. No, I'm sorry. The British Road Initiative, the Belt Road Initiative is back with the bang. I already talked about that. So in that case, okay, I have another article I want to, something else I want to talk to to you about. I kind of lost my train of thought there. Man, Cactus is going to be pretty happy. Okay, so, okay, I have these articles here, and I think I'm going to go by one article here. Lindsey Graham calls for the U.S. tanks on the ground in Ukraine. He wants a all-out war with nuclear Russia. Now, why does Lindsey Graham want this? Because he is a globalist. He is tied in to the military-industrial complex. This man, his bank account isn't deep enough. He wants even more money. This guy, these people, how much is enough? Just a little more. We're going to be back to finish out the hour in just a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. Every life we have some.
I'll finish out with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham wants war with nuclear Russia, and Lindsey wants Putin eliminated. Earlier in the week, Macron of France promised to send the first Western tanks to Ukraine. Lindsey wants U.S. tanks on the ground. They can't get there quick enough. In 2021, the U.S. surrendered to the Taliban in Afghanistan, and this is out of GatewayPundit.com, Jim Hoft. Lindsey Graham calls for U.S. tanks on the ground in Ukraine. So in 2021, they armed Afghanistan, and their military with $80 million in U.S. weapons abandoned thousands of the Americans and green card holders on the ground. No one is fired. Now Lindsey wants the same idiots to start nuclear war with Russia. So he says, I'm urging the Biden administration to meet President Zelensky's request for modern Western tanks. The goal is quite simple. Defeat the Russians in Ukraine sooner rather than later. Now, I'm going to say something here. In the Bible, there's a verse in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 8. And here's what this verse says. No one has the power to prevent the spirit of life from leaving. No one has control over the day of his own death. There is no way to avoid the war against death. Every one of us, every single one of you that is listening to this program, you do not have the power or the control to control your own death, to live a day beyond what has been ordained for you to live. You cannot wage war against death. It finishes out in part D. Wickedness will not save wicked people from dying. Lindsey is along with many other people, there is wickedness in this man. Now, you know, I have told you that Vladimir Putin may be very ill. He may be his day, just like the scripture says here. He has no power to prevent the spirit of life from leaving. There's a day ordained by God for him to leave. In the book of Revelation, it says that mankind will try to prevent death, to give mankind eternal life. And in the book of Revelation, eventually something happens and it appears as if people will seek death and death will flee from them. So they may accomplish to some degree that desire to live forever. But still, it says here, there will be a day when they will die. They do not have the power to avoid a war with death. And Lindsey may die before Vladimir Putin. Many of these people that are corrupt that we know, that are in the news, they may die before Vladimir Putin. They cannot prevent the spirit of life from leaving. They are going to die. They don't have the control over the day of their death. I wanted to present that to you because so many in the Republican Party, they are globalists. They are evil. They will never change. Money is their God. They bow the knee. They bow the knee. They kiss the foot. They kiss the hand. And how much money, Lindsey, is enough? Just a little more. The Rockefeller family, just a little more. The Clintons, a little bit more. Zelensky, a little more. All these people, you can say every one of them has it in their heart. Just a little more. That's it for today. Talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360, KHNC.com, the present truth. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening. I got to go talk to Cactus. Talk to you tomorrow.
Did you miss the Medicare annual enrollment deadline? Don't worry, you may have options to make changes to your plan. Are you planning to retire this year? Are you turning 65 in the next year? If you have questions about Medicare, give me a call 970-515-6882 to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.